Applications for the Scholar Athlete Award are now being accepted, and boys soccer postseason play kicks off with the district round next week. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. There have been many changes throughout the history of the MHSAA. New sports have been added, rules change, but one thing you can count on year after year is the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award presented by Farm Bureau Insurance. This is the 37th year of working with Farm Bureau on these awards. Since the 1988-89 school year, Farm Bureau has handed out more than $1 million in scholarships for the Scholar Athlete Award. Seniors with an unrounded 3.5 or better grade point average who have earned at least one varsity letter in an MHSAA-sponsored sport are eligible to apply. Ultimately, 32 student-athletes will be selected to receive $2,000 college scholarships. Applications are now being accepted for the award. Everything you need to apply can be found online at MHSAA.com, and the application deadline is at 4 p.m. on Friday, December 5th. Finalists will be announced in late January, the scholarship winners will be announced throughout the month of February, and the scholarship winners will be honored during the boys basketball finals at the Breslin Center in East Lansing in March. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Adrian kicker Zach Hassan. He drilled a 37-yard field goal as time expired to give Adrian a 3-0 win over Ypsilanti Lincoln. The win moves Adrian to 4-1 and gives Lincoln their first loss of the year. Kingsford junior Gage Sorensen also booted home a game-winning field goal, this from 23 yards with 33 seconds left, which gave Kingsford a 17-15 win over Calumet. And in eight-player football, Norway did not need a last-second field goal to knock off Pickford. After losing to Pickford each of the past 3 years, Norway defeated the Panthers 44-6, improving to 5-0.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We are on the pitch today for a field hockey You Make the Call. During the execution of a penalty corner, the defending goalkeeper is struck on the hand and cannot continue. How is play resumed? Allow a properly equipped goalkeeper to substitute? Disallow any substitution, the injured goalkeeper must remain in the game. The defending team shall forfeit. If you said to allow the substitution, you are correct. According to the rules, a goalkeeper substitution is permitted during a penalty corner in the event of injury or suspension. Once the new goalkeeper is ready, resume play with the continuation of the penalty corner. Field players, however, may not substitute until the penalty corner has been completed. This ensures proper game flow while prioritizing player safety.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Postseason play is upon us. Boys soccer districts will get started on Wednesday, October 8th. The brackets for each of the four divisions were released on Sunday, and each district is seeded using the Michigan Power Rating. Brackets and team info is all available at MHSAA.com. 16 district winners in each division will advance to regionals, which start October 21st. Two rounds of regionals will get us to the semifinals on Wednesday, October 29th. And all four finals are on Saturday, November 1st, hosted at Grand Ledge High School. Division 4 will kick us off at 10 a.m., followed by Division 3 at 12:30, Division 2 at 3:30, and the day ends with Division 1 starting at 6 p.m. Muskegon Western Michigan Christian will be out to win a fourth straight D4 title. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep is set to defend its D3 title. Warren De La Salle Collegiate captured the Division 2 title last year. And Rochester Adams is looking to win its third Division I title in 4 years. Tickets for the soccer postseason can be purchased at gofan.co. And you can watch on the NFHS network. A subscription is just $13.99 a month or $79.99 for the year. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.